This is Right Where I Can't See You, written by Silver Inner Rivers, read by Mistborn Hero. Is Kate the Infinity Perfect, rated for mature audiences, featuring the ship Hasegawa Langa, Kayan Reki. It is tagged for Soulmates, Fluff, Getting Together, First Kiss, Hot Springs, Humor, Pining. They are very dumb. Cute, but dumb. Summary. Reki has a soul mark. Langa doesn't. Until he does. Reki's been into skateboarding for as long as he can remember. His parents weren't all too pleased about him picking it up as a hobby, especially when Reki kept coming home with scrapes and bruises, growing in size and severity until Reki finally got decent at it. Regardless, he always returned home with a huge smile, which made it hard for them to say no. It pretty much became an impossibility when Reki's soul mark manifested on his 12th birthday. The shape of a skateboard on his inner ankle. For him, skateboarding was definitely here to stay. The design itself wasn't super clear, the soul mark being too small for Reki to gather the details, no matter how many times he raised his foot to his face to see it better. But two things were certain. One, it was definitely a skateboard. And two, it was blue. Not everyone is born with a soul mark. It is kind of a catch-22, really, because with how big the world is, the odds of meeting your counterpart were likely quite slim. As great as it would be, it wasn't a great system. As soul marks became less and less prevalent in society, people stopped putting as much weight on it. Still, sometimes people continue to hold out for their soulmate, only to spend their entire life searching to no avail. Reki has always found that a little dumb. If he has a soulmate out there, but they won't meet until they are both like 70, then why bother waiting? If it happens, great. And if not, well, that's fine too. He doesn't know anyone who's met their soulmate, so it isn't like he'll be in poor company. But having a soul mark growing up was exciting for Reki because, in his eyes, it is a win-win for him no matter what. His soulmate likes skateboarding enough for that to be Reki's soul mark, and Reki isn't going to date anyone who didn't like skateboarding anyway, so that works out perfectly. At first, he kept his eye out for the blue skateboard at S whenever a newcomer swung by. Occasionally, one would come along, but they never stuck around long enough for Reki to even get their name, much less figure out if they were compatible as romantic partners. After a few small disappointments, Reki stopped giving his soul mark much thought. He likes skating for skating, not because he's scouting for someone cute to date. It's not a big deal. Skateboarding is fun, with or without his soulmate. Then, Reki meets Langa, and he falls in love before he realizes that Langa's skateboard is blue, the one Reki makes for him. It takes Reki some time to get the courage to ask Langa on the matter. He debates himself on whether or not he even should, given how much he likes Langa as it is. To learn Langa isn't his soulmate wouldn't exactly stop his feelings from existing. And Langa doesn't seem like the kind of person to end their friendship over it, even if Reki fessed up. So he's not worried, per se. But that doesn't make the act of asking any less nerve-wracking. Like, hey Langa, I think you're my soulmate, but like, if you're not, that's totally fine, stay friends. Or more like, if you're into me too, I mean, you don't have to be into me. Yeah, that isn't going to fly. But eventually, after many renditions of playing potential outcomes in his head, Rocky gives in to his curiosity and finally asks Langa if he has a soul mark. What's that? Langa cocks his head, sips his juice box. Oh, it's a mark on your body that some people are born with. It's usually a symbol or a word or something that corresponds to who your soulmate is. Rocky explains, somewhat dumbfounded by Langa's question. I don't think I have one of those, Langa replies with a small shrug. Do you? Yeah, and I think it points to you. Gets stuck in Reki's throat, and he shakes his head no. If Langa doesn't have a soulmate, then Reki doesn't need his either. He would rather pick Langa any day. The trip to the hot springs is a nice little break to get away from their usual routines. Langa is fun to travel with, even while not on a board, and they eagerly check in their own room once they arrive. Reki tries his best to avert his eyes when Langa casually strips down to pull his yukata on. They've seen each other near naked plenty of times in gym class, but not all the way. And while Reki's done a great job keeping his feelings at bay, he's not sure what would happen if Langa caught him staring. He would also like to avoid the fallout of having the image of Langa permanently etched into his memory, because he can imagine where that road leads. Reki won't kid himself. Langa's unfairly attractive. It isn't hard to fill in the gaps for his late-night fantasies with what he's already got to work with, but that's still all in his head. Things are great with Langa as it stands, and Reki is not about to ruin that with an ill-timed confession just because he couldn't stop himself from stealing a peek at Langa's ass. To that end, Reki lets Langa head to the hot springs first, deliberately dragging his feet so he gets there long after Langa's already in the water. It's okay if Langa looks at him, Reki thinks briefly, but Langa doesn't turn around, making it easy for Reki to sneak into the steaming water next to him. This is nice, Langa says, sighing contentedly as he sinks deeper in. His cheeks are slightly flushed, standing out from his pale skin. He brushes a lock of blue hair out of his face and smiles in Reki's direction. It is dazzling, and Reki's glad the hot springs can mask the blush that inevitably crosses his face. Yeah, not many of these in Canada, huh? Reki shoots back with a matching smile, trying to keep his emotions in check. Not really, not like this, Langa replies. I always preferred the cold, so Okinawa was a weird adjustment. But I like this. Wouldn't be as good cold. Reki giggles, bringing his hand to his mouth. Cold springs, he tests out and laughs again. That sounds kind of stupid. Kind of like an ice bath, Langa questions out loud. I think that's a thing in sports. They go back and forth on the topic for a while, hot versus cold. They both settle on a hot bath being better than a cold one when Langa stops himself mid-sentence and his chin droops slightly down past the surface of the water. Langa! Oh, crap. Langa's head jerks up at Reki's voice. I was about to doze off out there. The heat's getting to me. I suppose you're back to Team Winter, Reki jokes slightly. Yeah, I don't want to faint on you, Langa responds with a weak smile. Before Reki registers movement, Langa is already halfway out of the tub, standing upright and completely nude. Langa, turn around! Reki squeaks out, squeezing his eyes shut. He does not need to see Langa's dick right now. It is already too hot in the hot springs. Getting hard here would be an awful idea. How would he even begin to explain that to Langa? Sorry, Langa murmurs, and turns around as requested. Reki counts down from 10 in his head before he opens his eyes again, reckoning it is safe to do so now. He should probably get out, too. His lack of disposition towards heat isn't as bad as Langa's, but still, it wouldn't be much fun hanging out alone. They came on this trip together, after all. He blinks his eyes open and moves to stand up, but when he steps out, he is met with an unexpected sight. Langa is sprawled out on his side, just an arm's length away from him, one arm propping his head up, facing away from Reki as requested, but also completely stark naked. Langa, what the hell? Reki feels blood rush quickly to his face, a horrible feeling given how hot his body is already. Reki? Langa twists his head and tries to glance up at Reki, but his neck only manages to twist around halfway. You said you wanted me to turn around. I know, but why are you lying here on the ground? Why didn't you go back to the change room or put on some clothes? Langa shrugs like it's no big deal. Too hot to move. Besides, I wanted to wait for you. He tosses another look back at Reki, a small frown gracing his face. That makes Reki instantly feel bad. Langa's just being a good friend as usual, and if Reki wasn't into him, maybe this wouldn't be so weird and embarrassing. Reki opens his mouth to reply that it's okay, that he overreacted, but then his eyes follow Langa's gaze down and land on his butt. Oh no, he just saw Langa's butt. That's, well, better than seeing his dick, but not by much. It is already making Reki's mind go places. It's round and perky, perfect for squeezing, pale like the rest of him, and there is a skateboard on it. Wait. There's a goddamn skateboard on Langa's ass. It is the same size as Reki's Solmark, which is to say not very big, but it is unmistakably there, right on Langa's backside, right below his tailbone, but technically on his right ass cheek. It is a small, jello skateboard. It is Reki's skateboard. Langa? Reki stutters. I thought you said you don't have a soul mark. Langa doesn't waver at all. I don't. But you have a skateboard on your butt. It sounds even worse, even more ridiculous when he says it out loud. It must be the place where Langa's soul mark is, because telling his parents he had a skateboard soul mark in his ankle as a kid wasn't nearly as mortifying. That statement causes Langa to stretch his neck even further, trying to catch a look. After what seems to be a poor attempt, he grimaces and turns back away from Reki. My neck's cramping and I can't reach. Can you point it out for me? He asks. I'm not going to touch your butt, Reki cries out. But wait, why not? Why couldn't he? Langa is his soulmate. He just has a soul mark that he's never noticed before because it is inked in a rather inconvenient position, but that doesn't make the following statement untrue. Langa is his soulmate. Okay, I'll figure it out. Take a picture in the mirror or something, Langa says, easily. Wait, you said it was a skateboard, Reki? Reki nods dumbly. Then he realizes Langa can't see him and opts to use his words instead. Yeah. He stutters, and before he loses his courage, before Langa makes more of his words dry up and his body grow even hotter, Reki tackles on something extra. Same as mine. I thought you said you didn't have one, Reki. I may have lied? I wanted it to be you, but when you said you didn't have one... Oh, sorry. I genuinely didn't think I did. I never really looked there. Yeah, of course, as stupid as it sounds, it all adds up. It is frankly an awful story, one that he'll never repeat anywhere outside of the two of them, but Reki will take it. He'll take whatever dumb reason out there to explain this all the way, because at the end of the day, Langa is his soulmate, and he is Langa's. Which means... You can turn around now, Langa, Reki says. He bends down and tugs on Langa's shoulder, gently, flipping him onto his back on the ground of the room. I just... didn't want to get a boner while accidentally checking you out. You're going to check me out on purpose now? Langa asks, sporting a light-hearted smile. If that's okay with you, because we're soulmates and all. Reki answers awkwardly, flashing his ankle and his soul mark at Langa. If you don't mind that I'm yours. Langa shakes his head a few times quickly in succession. It's okay, even if you're not my soulmate, but it's nice that you are. Does being soulmates come with privileges? Reki blinks at him, tries to recount the stories his parents told him when he was younger. Not really. It's just a mark, as far as I know. As a kid, I thought you would get some soulmate discounts at the mall or something, but... No, Reki. Langa cuts him off with a fond expression. Like, can I kiss you? We're dating now, right? I can do that. That kind of privilege? Oh, of course. Reki nods mutely and moves to lean over Langa's face. He's suddenly very aware that they are both naked. But like Langa said, they get privileges now. This is all okay, encouraged even, still a little embarrassing, but in more of a horny way than a desperate way. He secretly thanks his best self for deciding on a private bath instead of a public one this time around. Their first kiss doesn't last long. Langa's lips are searing hot, and Reki's going to blame the hot springs on that one, but they're also very... soft. They also don't seem to like it very much when Reki tries to pull away for air. To compensate, Reki kisses him a few more times, slowly, getting used to the feel of Langa's mouth moving against his. Small, greedy noises that cause heat to pull in Reki's stomach. Langa? Let's get dressed and go back. Don't want this to stop, Langa mumbles, already drawing Reki back down for another kiss. Me neither, but we have a room too, remember? Let's use it. The end. This has been recorded for ATPE 2024 as a treat for Impure Lily. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water today. A Skate the Infinity Parky. Reki's been into skateboarding. Sips his juice box, even while not on board, and the... And even while not on a board...